The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brom. Purdue hosts Nebraska on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Okay, we're looking forward to getting back home and playing from our home crowd against a good Nebraska opponent. And I think our players, hopefully we have a good week of practice this week. Coming off two consecutive losses, it's time for us to get back to work and try to figure some things out and see if we can try to go win a football game.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts. So we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Coach, how difficult is it to rebuild a program in the Big Ten compared to other leagues you've been associated with, either as an assistant or a head coach?
Well, we've definitely got our work cut out for us, and I know early in the season we made some strides and we played some good football, but we've got a long ways to go. We've got to just kind of continue to fight the fight every day, improve our players on our team right now, get our guys competing every single week where winning is important, means something to them, and they're going to go out and try to prove it each week. And then as that's going on, you got to recruit the next batch of guys to come in here and to help elevate your program, and all those things matter, and you can't take any shortcuts. You know, when you look at the Big Ten Conference, in my opinion, there's about four teams that are really elite and just outstanding, and those are going to be hard teams to catch up with, and then the rest of the conference is very competitive, so we've got to do our part, and it won't happen overnight, but it's just got to be an everyday process that you try to put your hard hat on and go to work and see if you can improve each and every day.
And just to follow up on that, you brought in a lot. You brought in a number of, I guess, grad transfers this year, maybe a couple of junior college players. How important is that for a team to do that, to sort of get guys who are ready to play as opposed to guys who may, you know, take a couple of years and you might consider redshirting them?
Well, I know for us, the first thing you do when you get here is you evaluate the roster and get them on the field and see what you got and work with them and kind of reevaluate after spring ball and go from there. But without question, in our opinion, we had to sign quite a few graduate transfers and bring guys in here that were somewhat ready to play. There may have been, most of them are 1 year. Occasionally you get a two-year guy, but guys that have played some football and can help your team immediately. And we had to do that this past year. The ones, or at least most of the ones that we've signed, have helped us for sure and helped us get to the point we're at. And as we evaluate our roster still, I'm sure even after this year, we're going to do it again and try to get as many as we can in here to help improve our football team and get better.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. The next question is from Stacey Clarity, Golden Black.
Hey, Jeff, what's your situation without Grant available at left tackle? Obviously, Swingler started last week. Looked like he might have struggled a little bit and then to finish the game. Where are you guys at right now there?
Well, Grant Hermans was a redshirt freshman, but he was one of our better offensive linemen. I think he's got a bright future, and he was getting better, working through a few things, but getting better. And without him, it's a big loss for us. So Eric Swingler has stepped in and did a decent job, and he needs to continue to work and get better. And we brought in Mike Mendez as well, played the left tackle position. And really, those are the two candidates right now. And we just there's probably no one else we'll turn to. Those two, we just got to stick with them and work hard with them at getting better and figuring out things and just try to improve.
Why was Mendez a guy that you wanted to try there? He's been playing mostly guard for you, correct?
He's been playing mostly guard. He had played some tackle last year. I believe, at least more than a decent amount at times. And, he's got some decent feet and a little more athleticism than some of the others that we have. So we felt that he would be the next best guy at that position. and we'll probably continue to work it that way this week as well.
Is Grant done for the year?
More than likely, he's going to be out a considerable amount of time, and possibly, yes, it could be for the year.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Christopher Heidelharp, FM Sports Radio.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. What are the three keys you got to do to pull off a victory against Nebraska this weekend?
Well, probably the three main things we got to do is we've got to do a good job on defense as well and contain their quarterback and make sure that we get some pressure on them and make them feel uncomfortable, which our defense has been our strength of our team to this point. I think on offense, we've got to find a way to move the chains and score points. I think we have not scored very many points lately, and getting the ball in the end zone has been a problem. So we've got to figure out what we do well, do that, and get some points to help our team win. I think special teams, it's all about trying to create an advantage. So if we can do one or two things special to get an advantage, it'll help, because we're going to need everything we can in order to win right now, because that's just the way we're going to have to win. We're going to have to win some grind out, play to the end, fourth quarter finishes, and this is the way we're going to play this year, and I think hopefully we can find a way to do that.
And talk about your first half of your first year at Purdue. What do you like so far as a team and for you, so far?
Well, I like the makeup of our football team as far as they are hungry. They want to improve. They want to win. It's important to them. I think they all are willing to fight the fight, and we're going to have to do that. So, right now I think the fan base and the university in town wants to see a winning product on the field, or at least a product that will compete to the end. So we've got to do our part. Football is a game where it's not always going to go the way you want. You're going to have some struggles at times. You got to be willing to fight through it. You got to be willing to find ways to improve and win. And I think right now our team does understand that we've just got to continue to grind as hard as we can to get better in order for us to win in the Big Ten.
Well, good luck this week.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from David Jones, PennLive.com.
Hi, Jeff. From afar, I don't know if you had coming in, having watched your career back through to the 90s in Louisville, it would have seemed like you would want one quarterback all the time, but I know circumstances can change that. What was your overarching view of having two quarterbacks, one quarterback, before this season, and how did it change maybe this year, if at all?
Well, I think that if we feel we have one quarterback that's ready to lead us to victories, we'll play one. Right now, I don't see us having that. I think we have two guys that have worked extremely hard, that continue to try to improve each and every week, that give us certain things at certain times. And sometimes when a quarterback doesn't have success, it's not all on them. Sometimes we've got to protect better. We've got to catch balls. But because of it, we want to score points and win games, and we need a guy in there that's going to help us do that, whether that's by his arm or by his legs or just by his pure will and grit. And right now we've got two guys that are very similar in terms of where we think they're at as far as helping us win. I don't think one has a huge advantage over the other. And if one would eventually step up and take the reins and lead us to some victories, we're more than happy to play one. But right now we're going to do what's best for the team. And whether we're 12-0 or 0-12, that's how I feel our quarterback situation is. And we've just got to continue to work hard and help those guys improve and help get the guys around them better as well.
Had you run into anything comparable to this situation prior, or had you always had one quarterback?
Well, we've played two before at times, and I think that for the most part, we're like everyone else. We want to play one and feel comfortable with that. Sometimes there are some pluses to having two. In case one gets hurt, the other one's ready. In case somebody goes down for a series or two, the other guy's played before. But we would like to have one guy just like everyone else. But I think, right now our team is going to just have to claw and fight and scrap in order to win. And the more guys you have ready, the more possible bullets you have in, and we'll ride one as far as we can, but the other one's always going to be in the bullpen ready to go in case we need a bit of a juice or a bump or a spark to come in, and that's just kind of how we see our team right now.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you, guys.